If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Yes, sir. That's Ron Swanson from Parks and Recreation, and here's Nick Offerman from the Goodman Theater. Hey, how are you?
I'm great. First and foremost, congratulations on your charismatic daughter. Man, she's just been a heroic figure in my life.
Really?
Only for landing Bradley Whitford.
So the heroic figure in your life, how does that work? How does it define that, if you can?
Well, we were peers in the 90s in Chicago, so I really loved her on stage, mainly in stuff at the Red Orchid Theater. And then, of course, her work on Transparent. Like, I was just a fan of her acting work. Yeah. But then Bradley and I did a show together a couple years ago in Budapest for like 4 or 5 months, and Amy came there a whole bunch, and so we all got to hang out, and I learned all about her film that she wrote and directed. And She just is an incredibly impressive leader that I'd love to work for someday.
Well, I'll pass that along, and thank you for those fantastic comments. Yeah, the the movie that you and Bradley did in Budapest is about an American president, which, of course, makes total sense that an incident of American history should be filmed in Budapest.
That's right. Those $1 million of budget should go to the Hungarian government.
It is a little bizarre. But anyway, let's move back to Chicago. First of all, this whole thing about working in the 90s and sort of this Chicago storefront theater venues. I'm an actor working for free, and, you know, that bar will let us put on a play in their basement. Oh, really? Where's the audience going to sit? I don't know. Let's go to Goodwill and buy a couch. I mean, I've seen that in action, and it is sort of like guerrilla nitty-gritty theater, is it not? I mean, it's also a great training, right?
It is. I mean, it's a literal crucible where the art form is boiled down to, if you are here performing this or sitting in the audience, by God, it's because you love theater, because there is no cushion on the seat. There's no air conditioning. Yep. But there is Pirandello on stage, and there are passionate people putting on this theater. And we were just in the right place at the right time, where we were broke, but we had all kinds of ambition and passion, and we put on some great shows at the Defiant Theater.
You know, you have said in interviews, and I've heard other people in the industry say that Chicago is the best theater city / town in the USA. Why is that?
Well, put simply, I think it's because there's no ulterior motive here. New York and L.A. both, of course, have wonderful theater, but it's only a small part of their pie chart because they also have so many commercial efforts. And when people are trying to get rich and famous, the quality is just not as good because the heart's not in the right place. And so Chicago theater, even this show that I'm in, Ice Boy at the Goodman, is this huge hit musical at one of the biggest commercial theaters in town, but it also has all of these elements that could be from my little Defiant Theater Company or the Red Orchid, where people are, you know, showing their butts on stage, and it's bringing that Chicago, that sort of raw sensibility of we are high art, but we also are not above proper vaudeville. And that just doesn't exist in New York and L.A. nearly as much because people are trying to get on TV. Yeah. Yeah. They're not just trying to do a good play.
Yeah, I understand totally. So let's talk about this Ice Boy that you're doing with your wife at the Goodman Theater. Tell us. I've read some plot outlines, and it sounds absolutely bizarre and wonderful at the same time.
There's not much sense. I mean, the plot is completely absurd, but she plays a 1930s Broadway star who buys a Neanderthal boy frozen in ice to display in her living room. And, of course, the ice melts, and he turns out to be a very talented mimic, and hilarity ensues. But the point is, at the curtain call, I'm behind a glittery curtain upstage while the beginning of the curtain call is happening. And so every night I get to watch this packed house, packed to the rafters, people just grinning. It's such a medicinal moment where this is just a big, dumb comedy that is so full of joy, and people are responding to it like the Marx Brothers or a Mel Brooks movie or Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
And Megan, my wife, Megan Mullally, leads the pack. She's this incredible captain of the show. She brings such vaudevillian chops, you know, a lot of which people have seen on Will and Grace, where she played Karen Walker. And so, I mean, that's really the headline. The story is really immaterial to the unexpected laughter. The show's 2 hours long, and there's not a single lull. People are just completely surprised by the audacity and the hilarious performers.
You know, I've noticed that sometimes actors' careers crisscross with each other. You mentioned Bradley Whitford. Both of you are in the movie Death by Lightning. And I believe Bradley also guest starred on Parks and Recreation. And
I was on the West Wing once.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, we should bring him on. Bradley?
Absolutely.
What? You loquacious, audacious, pugnacious, sagacious, perspicacious son of a... How are you?
The airwaves just got a whole lot more gorgeous.
Oh, my God. I miss you.
Buddy, I'm so glad to have your hug, even just in my ear holes.
That's a great place.
Oh, my God. you're working with Cedric, right?
I am, yeah. Cedric Yarborough from Reno 911, among other titles. Is
unbelievable.
Boy, does he have a beautiful singing voice.
I've never heard him sing. I think Reno 911, I mean, neither of us, were you on that show ever?
I never was, sadly.
No, I think it's kind of the pinnacle of Western civilization, actually.
I mean, I'm a big fan of very short shorts, I can tell you that.
and they have a snug fit on occasion, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Yes, they do. Well, you're having fun there, Nick. I hear my manager Adina was there and loved it, and she said, "How long is your run there?" So the people know.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Just extended to August 16th.
Oh, God, I really want to see it.
Hey, listen, wait a minute. I have to congratulate both of you on these Emmy nominations.
Nikki's got twice as many as me.
Well, okay. But really, are we counting? I guess so. Yours is for The Diplomat, and Nick's for Margot's Got Money Trouble or something along those lines.
That's right. Margot's Got Money Troubles.
And also Death by Lightning. So congratulations on those nominations. I think that's fabulous.
We had a great time and a great group working on Death by Lightning, and I think Nick would agree that we were sort of thrilled at the reception it got. People really seemed to respond to what, as we were shooting it, we were wondering just in our cynical showbiz world, why in the hell they gave us such wonderful resources to tell that great story. But Nick as Chester Arthur was off the charts.
I appreciate it. But, I mean, we said at the time, and I'll reiterate because it's on point, that we felt like it was a bunch of Chicago theater actors.
Yeah.
Matt Ross directed us. Local hero Mike Shannon played President Garfield.
Yep.
Matthew McFadden, Bradley, Betty Gilpin,
Jay Wiggum.
Such an incredible ensemble. And so the way the story was written, I ended up having the best arc. So that's why I squeaked out, I think, because I was the one who got to change. And that ends up being the favorite. But it's not because of my slow talking.
You know, it also demonstrates the lack of medical prowess in early United States, with people who are doctors refusing to believe that something can lead to an infection. It was just crazy.
Yeah, if they had just left the bullet, he would have been fine.
Yeah. You know, obviously, Nick, you're here doing a play, and Bradley is going to be going to New York, and he's going to be doing a play. I think A Few Good Men at the Lincoln Center Theater in New York. Previews begin October 8th. That's just off the top of my head.
That is correct.
So,
by the way, Nick, I know you pumped up for your show, and this Quaker Theater boy has to play a Marine. So how much protein do I have to be taking in?
Well, first of all, I'm so excited to hear that you're doing that show. I cannot wait to see it. I sincerely love watching you so much. And especially if you're going to add some beef to that frame, the great thing is you get to just have extra meat. It's no hardship at all. The lifting weights was not nearly... Like, Mark Wahlberg is completely full of it. I did 4 hours a week and ate a bunch of extra steak, piled it on. So you're in for a wonderful ride.
And can he handle the truth is also a big question in that production.
My God.
Yeah.
It's a little unnerving to do something that everybody, is waiting for.
Yes, absolutely. I can't wait to see it myself. I guess we'll all go. So
I want you to go talk to Nick Offerman because he's more fun. He's in Chicago, and I want everyone to go see his show.
All right. Thanks, Bradley.
Okay. Yeah. I love you, Nick.
I love you, sir. I'll see you soon. Give my love to Amy.
Okay, I will. I will. Right. Okay.
Yeah, it's all in the family here.
Man, that's a damn treat.
Yeah, how about it? So the draw of the stage, for lack of a better term, I mean, you and Bradley have had great careers in movies and television, obviously, and yet you go back to the stage. What is the payoff there?
I mean, speaking only for myself, I grew up, you know, an hour southwest of here in Minooka, Illinois, and in the 70s and 80s, all we had were the main TV channels. So
yes.
I had no awareness. Let me put it this way. I thought I wanted to be an actor, but everybody said, well, I don't think you can do that from here. I don't think you go into the arts if you're from Minooka. And I found out accidentally, through a girlfriend auditioning down in Champaign-Urbana, that you could first of all, you could go to college for acting, for theater acting, and then you could get paid to be in plays in Chicago. This was a crazy revelation. And I said, Mom, Dad, you can get paid to be in plays in Chicago. That's my life dream. And so I went to Champaign-Urbana. They have an incredible theater program and facility down there. Speaking of the Lincoln Center, it's the same architect as the Lincoln Center. It's called the Krannert Center, and it's a gorgeous facility. Ended up in Chicago with a bunch of friends. We started the Defiant Theater, and I worked at Steppenwolf and the Goodman. And the thing is, that's what I set out to do, was perform theater. The live electricity of telling these stories that are meant in an... as Aristotle meant them, to deliver medicine in some way, whether it's through laughter or catharsis or tears or what have you. There's just nothing just feels as good. I mean, TV and film are really fun in their own way and all of the great things I've gotten to work on, but nothing pays better than an audience telling you that you're telling the story of this good writing correctly to them. And so I always, whenever I get the chance, I mean, this musical Ice Boy is the most fun I've had in many years. Working with these musical theater professionals is just incredible. And that's it. That's what it comes down to. At the end of the day, if you're lucky enough to work at something that you love, you develop a competence and a discipline for it, and it still is work. It still requires sweat and some blood. And so if you can do the version of it that's the most fun, where you're like, I feel like we're getting away with something here. You know, this doesn't feel like the bad part of school. This feels like recess.
Yeah,
That keeps us coming back.
I can understand that. And also working with your wife, I think that's something that everybody perks up when they hear that, because she is, wow, she was hysterical on Will and Grace. I mean, just ripped me with the laughter every single episode. Hearing that voice come out is like insane.
She's like a college class. I mean, when she auditioned for Mel Brooks to be in his Young Frankenstein on Broadway, I said, I helped her, you know, learn her audition. And I said, there's no way you're not getting this job, because you are like Mel Brooks' entire canon in a beautiful small woman form. She just was born with like the vocabulary of vaudeville in her body. And she uses every bit of it in this show. So getting paid to like sit there and watch her is a pretty sweet gig.
Well, listen, I'll let you get back to prepare for your pretty sweet gig. And I want to thank you for coming on here at WGN, and all of you people out there on stage, break a leg. Thanks, Nick.
John, thank you. And I just want to mention this Monday, the 13th, I'm doing a benefit show at the Remova Theater on the South Side, this beautifully renovated theater. And at RemovaTheater.org, people can get tickets. It's basically a comedy show of my songs. One of them is on a ukulele that I made myself, and it's a song about whiskey and how I shouldn't enjoy too much of it. But it's a really fun night. It's a benefit for the Japan House down at the U of I. So if anybody wants to have a good chuckle Monday night, please come on down to the Remova Theater.
All right, we will. Have a great show.
Thank you. Thank you for the years of pleasure you've brought my ears.
Oh, that's very nice of you, Nick. Thanks a lot.
Have a great day.
You too.